trim your travel expenses with the Great Destinations Radio Show.
Have you ever strolled around a marina and dreamt of staying in one of the fantastic yachts moored there? Well, a new website, described as the Airbnb for boats, could be just what you're looking for. I spoke with Jason Ludlow of bedsonboards.com.
You could say we have one of those eureka moments.
Beds on Board lists boats in 46 countries around the world where you can stay. And Jason says you won't need to know your lanyards from your lutchets.
On our website, we talk in plain English. You know, we use words like the front and the back of the boat and the toilet and not heads.
You don't need any sailing experience whatsoever.
The boats don't move. The engines don't get started. Guests are given a full handover and instructions on how to use the systems on the boat. We're trying to break down these barriers that the industry has built up over a lifetime, probably, that boating is difficult, intricate and awkward and not accessible.
In fact, with many of the boats, you might not even feel that you're on the water.
A big, modern-ish motorboat is no difference to a luxury apartment. The light switches are light switches. The toilets work like toilets. The kitchens work like kitchens. So there is no difference there at all. Some of the older boats, yeah, might have some quirkier systems. So we just make sure that the owners explain these.
Not all of the boats are located in coastal marinas.
There's arteries of water running throughout the country. And you can be in Bath, various other cities around the country that you just didn't know had access to water.
Jason told me it's the boats in big city locations which get the most bookings.
We've got a boat in Liverpool in Albert Dock that is booked up all the time. People going up to concerts and cultural events. We've got boats in London, which are obviously very busy.
Jason says there's a very popular choice in Monaco, perfect for the annual Grand Prix event.
It's a Ferretti, an Italian-built, nigh-on 60-foot motor yacht. It's moored in Cap Dai Marina. Sleeps 6 to 7 people. You can actually rent that boat for around about £400 a night for the Monaco Grand Prix.
And Jason says it's a cost-effective way for a group of people to stay.
But if there's 4 people, say 2 couples, it can be much cheaper than a hotel.
You can go to bedsonboard.com to find out more and to search for locations and dates.